The headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You and your mate are shut in during the coronavirus shutdown. Yes, you love each other, but during this new normal, can being together 24/7 be too much of a good thing? Can your relationship survive? Well, joining me to talk about this is Dr. Sherry Blake, licensed clinical psychologist. You may have seen her counseling on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Well, tonight she's going to give us a hand. And if you and your mate are shut in, we want to hear from you. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, Dr. Blake, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Let me just share this little bit of information. My producer just tells me, and I'm seeing this coming across, a member of Vice President Mike Pence's staff is now testing positive for the coronavirus. Uh-huh. Now, they're not saying who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that this person hasn't had any contact with the president or vice president. But they work together for all intents and purposes. Okay. But what about in these, you know, your love relationships? You know, when, you know, you got married folks,
yes,
that are shut in. Talk to me about that. Have you heard some complaints or some worrisome things this week?
Of course I have. You know, it's going to bring the good, the bad, and the ugly out of relationships. The longer we're shut in with one another, the more we're going to see. And what's funny is a lot of this didn't start with the quarantine. You're going to see things that were already there. Communication problems, if they were there, they will just get worse. If they were good, hopefully they'll get better. And so you're going to see a lot of different things. And it's, you know, really difficult because, you know, you're free to move around. But with this quarantine and everybody's in the house, that's tough. That is going to be a real tough one.
Well, what if you have one of those big Housewives of Atlanta houses, then if you get tired of each other, you can just move to the one side. But if you live in an apartment,
That may not be so easy. If you're fortunate enough to have one of those houses, then I'm sure by now on day five, everybody has a corner. So everybody's already in their designated corners. But unfortunately, most of us do not have the big housewives' houses. So we have to deal with what is. And that's really important for us to look at what, you know, we're in this. We can't change it. You know, we may be upset. We may be angry. We may be indifferent. But how do you deal with what is? And so you're going to have to really learn to communicate. You're going to have to understand that everybody's stressed out. Everybody may have a little anxiety. And the anxiety can be from inside the home or outside the home. But the question is, how are you going to choose to deal with it?
You said you need to communicate. Communicate what?
In terms of not snapping at each other, being in such close proximity, you know, you're going to get on each other's nerves. Many of you may. Now, if that relationship was difficult before, you're going to see that come out even more. So you're going to have to talk about what those issues are that are really bothering you. It's not the fact that everybody's in the kitchen. It's the fact that you can't get out of the kitchen, or it's the fact that you can't leave when you want to leave. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we have to regroup and revisit, because that creates a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty in terms of how long is this going to last. You know, she's getting on my nerves, he's getting on my, you know, you have to find, you know, you have to sit down and say, okay, how do we regroup? You know, we're going to be here for a minute. What are some of the things that we can do to really try to understand each other?
Interesting. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about being shut in during the coronavirus shutdown with your mate. What impact will this have on your relationship. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you are shut down, and for many of you, if it's happening, it's happening this week. This is the first week that it has happened. How are you dealing with it? Or if it's going to happen perhaps next week, what is your plan to deal with being shut in with your mate over the next week or four? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So have you done any counseling with couples? And if so, what are they telling you?
Well, they're telling me a lot of them are concerned. A lot of them are concerned in terms of if they're going to have a job, if they're going to be able to maintain their employment, what's going to happen with the bills. Then I have couples that have children. And, of course, now people are really beginning to see what teachers have been talking about. And I say teachers are underpaid and underrated all the time because now you have to deal with that component of how do you keep your children busy, how do you homeschool them. And those things are dynamic. So one of the things, too, that if your relationship was good, I have a feeling the coronavirus is going to be blamed for a lot of things. It's going to be blamed for new babies in 9 months. You know, it's going to be, well, someone told me, a Rona baby. They're going to have a lot of Rona babies if that relationship is good and you're locked up for a long time. Or it could be a lot of stress on those relationships where, you know, separation, and once I get out of here, I'm out of here. So a lot of my people that I'm talking to this week or I have talked to this week, they're dealing with the reality that they can't go out as they feel. They feel sort of claustrophobic, you know, they're getting cabin fever. And that cabin fever is not that they can't go outside. We can all go outside, and I think we need to see that. But it's really having to spend so much time, in such close quarters without a break.
And I would also say that we are at the very, very height of basketball season. There is no March Madness. There is no march to the playoffs right now. Spring training for baseball is over. Even the XFL is just a big X. There's nothing happening. And so
there are no outlets.
So how do you deal with those, with the lack of outlets?
Well, I tell people, again, this is a good time to get in touch with self. You know, and I tell you something else. I laugh because people go, what do we do? You know, we can't go to the movies. We can't go to the club. We can't do this. What can you do? Stop thinking about all the things you can't do. And say, what can I do? This may be a time to reconnect in terms of if you have a family, do some board games, do some things that can be fun. One of the things I noticed in Atlanta today, although the pollen count was well over 1,600, I noticed kids were out playing. You know, kids were out playing on bikes. You know, we don't see parents throwing balls to kids. We don't see them interacting like they used to. You see people walking because what has happened, we have a system where everybody does their own thing. Somebody's in this corner. Somebody's at the gym, outside of the home. Someone's doing whatever they do. But rarely do we see a lot of interaction and a lot of conversation. So what can you do? You can do activities together in the home. There are projects that you've been wanting to do or needing to do. We have to learn to take advantage of the disadvantage of being locked in. What is it we can do to be productive? Because once this is over, we need to come out with a plan. Maybe this is the time you and your spouse need to look at some things. What is it that we need to do different? What can we do to make things run smoother, even in terms of us? You know, how do we get closer? How do we deal with the issues that we've been putting off? And when I have done therapy this week with couples, I think the realization is for the first time they have time. They are forced to make time with each other. So you can't say, well, I've got to run to the gym or I've got to do this. Now you're sort of looking at each other and you've got to get to know this person you're with. And you may want to take a look and say, is this the person I really want to be with and spend my life together? Or is this the person that we need to work together to make it what we want to be? Because this is a relationship.
Yeah, indeed. There may be some side eyes at home over the next couple of weeks. 202 319-781-0202. 319-781-0. We're talking about your relationship in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. Can it survive? Is this COVID-19 issue going to make you and your mate closer? Or is it going to pull you apart? How are you dealing with it? What is your plan? If you are in more than normal as a result of this, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Is this the time, whether they have the expertise of a Dr. Sherry Blake or not, for a couple to sit down and to evaluate, not re-evaluate, but evaluate their relationship?
I think this is a great time to evaluate because you were usually so busy. We just don't have time to talk. If you're in a relationship that's not, it's been rocky, this is not the time you want to start a fight. This is not the time you want to be arguing verbally, but because where can you go once you get through? And you don't want things to escalate, but what you want to do is say, you know what, there's been an elephant in the room for a long time. Let's see if we can talk about this without getting upset and come up with a plan. Come up with what are we going to do or what do we want to do? How do we want to make this better? How do we want to make this different? And that is something we always say, we'll have time to talk. How many times have you heard me and especially say, well, we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What is later? Now you have time.
Yeah, indeed you do. A lot of time. Now, what about working together and you also have children because they are not in school? That really introduces a very, very specific dynamic. How do you handle that when the entire family is in the house?
Oh, again, that is a challenge. I suggest to people, and I have suggested this to couples this week as well, get a routine. You know, you don't want to be so rigid that, you know, okay, it's 10 o'clock, we have to do this, it's 12 o'clock. But you want to get a routine so you know what you have, well, the kids will know what they need to do. If you're trying to homeschool, say, okay, we're going to work on stuff between 9 and 12. And these are the issues, these are the topics we're going to work on. We're going to do math, we're going to do science. Then have your husband, have your spouse, have your partner, have them involved in this. This is not just a mommy's thing or one person's thing. It's a family thing. Do a project. Look at some things you can do together and work that out together. So it's not just, you know, the children over here and I'm over here. Learn to work together. Learn to interact. So if you're going to work with the kids after we get them settled, then let me go ahead and start lunch or let me see what I can do over here. And that's how you're going to make it through, is learning to work as a family. And a lot of times we don't know how to work as a family. You know, everybody's working outside of the house and they're just using the home as a change station. They come in at night, they eat, they change clothes, they go to bed, and then they're gone the next day. Kids have become, they have a very busy schedule. For the first time, they're not in Little League. They're not doing baseball this spring. They're not doing, and they're giving up a lot too. So depression, anxiety, a lot of feelings sit in. And keep in mind, they miss their friends just like you miss your coworkers or being outside too. So you can FaceTime people. Use the technology to do some things in terms of checking on loved ones, but do it as a family.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your relationship. Can it survive amidst the coronavirus crisis? Are you shut in all week with your spouse, your mate, with the family, perhaps? How do you deal with that? How do you make sure that your relationship is able to survive? Again, phone is open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Here's another one we've been talking about, for example, you know, married couples or, you know, folks that live together. But what if you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend who does not live with you and they may be 2 or 3 miles or 30 miles away from you, and you all usually get together on the weekends, or you see each other a couple of times during the week, and now you can't see them. How do you deal with that? Where you know, she's in her house down in Waldorf somewhere, and he's in his house over in Silver Spring, and you can't see each other. How do you deal with that?
That's going to be a reality, but you know, that is understandable. You're going to have to FaceTime a lot, you know, do as much interaction, you know, over the phone, through technology as you can. And when I say as much as you can, I'm talking about within limits. You don't have to just send pics and all this kind of stuff, and I'm not suggesting that, but I'm suggesting that you all learn to have conversations without being in each other's space. And that's going to be important, too. Is this a person that's so needy that they want you around 24/7? And in every hour, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, that can become unnerving. And so this is a chance to see how you all deal with each other in terms of creating your own space, but yet checking in with each other. Now, my concern is I have couples that unfortunately have had affairs and things on the side. And this is getting really sticky because they can't run out in the middle of the night.
Well, hold that point, Dr. Blake, because it is about to get juicy up in here. And I want to hear what you have to say about that. Also, we want to let Everett know from D.C. that we're going to talk to you next. So, Everett, stay on the line. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your relationship in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. Can it survive? I want to hear from you. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation stays on Sirius XM Channel 141. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM. Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, can your relationship survive a coronavirus shutdown? We have help from licensed clinical psychologist Dr. Sherry Blake. You may have seen her counseling on The Real Housewives of Atlanta tonight. She's going to give us a hand. And if you and your mate are shut in, we want to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before we get back to that rather sticky wicket that Dr. Blake mentioned before the break, let's talk to Everett. Everett, calling from D.C. What's going on?
All right. My wife walks around naked and everything now. Bend over, drop stuff in front of me. She wants another kid. I don't want another kid. And she's all over me. She dropped. Wow. It's crazy. I love her to death, but I don't. It's driving me crazy. I'm ready to go get a hotel room. she putting the press on me, and she know it. And I don't want no. I stay out. She sit right there at the window, wake up, see my car. I sit in the driveway, hoping that she.
Everett, your signal is breaking up, and maybe I'm glad that it is, because the visual that you're just sharing, it's just, right now, it's just really, it's really too much for those of us living in isolation. So let us hear what, do men get hot flashes? I think I'm getting one.
I tell you, thanks for sharing. You shared a lot. you know, most men would be running to it, but, you know, it sounds like it's just a little too much. And, you know, she wants a baby, and I'm going to real all know in 9 months what happens after all of this is over.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, maybe you can talk to her, or has she been missing you, and all of a sudden you're there? You have to ask yourself, what is this about? You know, have we talked about really having a baby? You know, there's some things you can do not to have a baby. Have you thought about that? You know, maybe you should say, hey, listen, not now, but I love the fact that you are present and full and whole body full, but I'm not ready for another child. And maybe you should use some kind of protection. How's that?
Can you hear that, Everett?
I told her. I went and bought a box of condoms. I said, well, we can use condoms. She said, well, how in the hell am I going to get pregnant?
Well, maybe you should say, maybe I don't want you pregnant right now. Have you
told her
that?
I don't want no kids. I don't want no more kids. I'm happy with the three I got.
So you have three children.
Yes, and she wants more.
So let me, well, here's something else. You know, all jokes aside, so how old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay, and how old is she?
She's 30.
She's 30?
Yes.
So here's something, and I'm not trying to take sides here, but, you know, you kind of wonder, like the doctor just said, we really are in an age of uncertainty. And, you know, are you still working, Everett?
Yes, I'm certainly don't want no more kids.
Well, hold on, though. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about,
free.
You know, we are... Are you sure that your job is secure considering the circumstances under which we are living right now with the coronavirus situation?
Yes, doesn't affect me.
Okay, so well, I tried. I tried to help you.
I mean, how are you doing? You were really in there. Let me ask Everett. Are the three kids that she had? You said you have three. Are they by her?
Yes.
So you all do have three. You are a family.
Yes.
So have you all discussed having other children? Have you all come to an agreement, or had you ever discussed the possibility of a fourth child?
We didn't discuss it. We discussed it after the second one.
And then there was a third.
Hey.
Well, maybe you need to call me off air, because something's going on with you and your wife that for some reason she's not hearing you.
Yeah, maybe
no,
not.
She's not.
Yeah.
Send your email. Send her letters. Send her a poster.
Well, you know what, Everett? What I will do, as we do with every program, is that there will be resources where you can contact Dr. Blake. Her website will be posted on our website on WHUR.com after the show, after 8:30. And so we certainly invite you to check that out. But in the interim, good luck, my brother.
Hey, a lot of brothers would be happy somebody wants them as much as she wants you. But she has a specific reason for this. But we need to look at that a little more. Again, take a deep breath. I hear your frustration, and it's going to be a long isolation period in a different way, you know, if you all don't sort of talk about this through this period.
Yeah. Hang in there, Everett, and stay healthy. Okay.
Thank you
so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about your relationship during the coronavirus crisis. Will it survive? Can it survive? Let's go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dee Dee calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Dee Dee. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dee Dee. I mean, hey.
Hey, how are you?
I was listening to the doctor earlier, and she touched on something with me. I'm dating someone, and we've been dating for a while. It was, you know, cool, and, you know, we talked regularly, like the example you mentioned, the Waldorf Silver Spring thing, you know. So he suggested, well, you know, this thing is going to really, you know, tough, so maybe, we can hang out together. So I said, okay, so I went over, and because we were both, you know, we don't have any symptoms or anything, so we went over and we're hanging out. But he was talking so much. I just couldn't tell you. I had to go back to my house because I couldn't telework. I couldn't do anything. It was driving me crazy. And then when I left his house, and then when I got home, he called me again and said, "Did you make it home?" I said, "Well, it's 8 o'clock in the morning." I mean, it's not nighttime. Then he texted me again. I was like, "Oh, my God." I said, I found out that, I said, wow, if he and I really got together and were living it, he would drive me crazy.
Dee Dee, this has been a real test. This has been a true test of what it would be like 24/7, right?
Yes, it really gave me a chance. I thought he was, I thought he was just kind of independent, but I'm finding that the neediness or the clingy thing is kind of coming out. And I was, typically I go to the gym, I'm very busy, but I'm seeing this little, when I left this morning and he called me again, I was like.
Well, he went to make sure you got home, he went to make sure of all that, but the good thing is, he's definitely interested in trying to connect with you, maybe a little too much. Again, these are the kind of things you can talk about and really see if there's a possibility of working this out while you have this trial period, because it's nothing worse than getting with someone and really caring about them, but they're smothering you. And he may not know he's smothering you. And so with that being said, you got to communicate, got to let him know what you're feeling. And he may be able to back off and set some boundaries and limits. And, you may have a relationship. But, again, I'm glad you've had at least a peek of what's to come.
Yeah, and it's probably Dee Dee's fault anyway. because Dee Dee is probably such a wonderful person, he just can't get enough of her.
He can't get enough.
Is that what it is, Dee Dee?
That is absolutely.
Well, see, there you go. It's your fault. Well, hang in there, Dee Dee. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dee Dee.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your relationship. Will it be helped or will it be hurt by the coronavirus crisis? I want to talk about a couple of things that are really, serious. And the first one is something that you kind of mentioned. If the marriage is not mm-hmm. on stable grounds because there may be a love triangle third person and you're shut in, talk to me about that dynamic.
One of the things is going to be very, very difficult to hide that third person. Because where you may get a telephone call or you may have a second telephone hidden somewhere, you're shut in, people are going to notice how many times the telephone rings or how many times it buzzes or how many times you avoid the other person with the telephone. So a lot of things have a chance to really come out, good, bad, like I said, or ugly. So if it's been an unhealthy relationship and there's somebody on the side, there's a real high chance that person may find out during this time. How are you going to deal with that? What are you going to do? And those are the kind of things that really create a lot of conflict. And so I was laughing earlier this week, and, I have to laugh because I had already warned that person in terms of the possibility of the behavior. And, what the outcome could be, because it cannot be a good outcome, but people do what they want to do. And that person informed me everything was under control. Now, let's see how that's going to be. Let me check back in about 2 weeks, because what is happening is the person at home that's home all the time, she doesn't see what this other person is doing, or he may not see what the other person is doing. So when you're closed in, everything sort of tends to seep out. Little things will happen. You can't run around the corner to get a coat and be gone 2 hours anymore, or go to the side, corner store and not come back for 3 hours. Mm. Like, really? So now what are you going to do?
Yeah. So what do you do?
You get prepared. Prepare to deal with the reality of the situation you have placed yourself in. And a lot of people won't take responsibility until they're caught red-handed. And this is a chance that they're going to get caught red-handed. And are you going to come clean? Are you going to avoid? Are you going? What are you going to do? It's only so much running you can do when there's a shutdown. Even, you know, it used to be, well, I'm going to work. But now if people say, no, you're not going to work, you're going to be at home, you're going to work from home, I think there'll be a lot of marriages. You'll see how strong, or relationships, how strong they are during this period of time. Mm. And you got to decide.
Now, here's something that worries me. And you have the issue of infidelity on one hand. But the thing that really worries me is if you have a domestic violence situation and, you know, whoever the victim
yes.
may be, there is the possibility that you are shut in with an abuser, and there is getting away from that situation or just being subjected to that situation day in and day out is much more risky. It is indeed
right.
much more dangerous than the relief that a spouse, for example, may get when the abuser is gone
right.
to work for the day. What do you do about that?
Well, first of all, most of the abuse, and not most, 99%, which is most, occurred before coronavirus started.
Right.
So this is a cycle. And what happens, it depends on where they are in the cycle. So usually there's abuse, there's a big blow up, there's an incident, then there's this period of, oh, I'm so sorry, it will never happen again, and there's a calm and it's a sort of a honeymoon period, and then they go back into the old behavior. So a lot of women and a lot of men, it's not just women, they know that cycle, and they tend to avoid it and try to get around it. But the tension's going to come in the fact that this person is there more often, and they can't go anywhere. So I think that as a therapist, I tell people your safety is number one. But see, that was a concern before this virus. If you know and you feel that you're at risk, go to a shelter. Find somewhere to go. I don't care if it's a coronavirus. I don't care whatever. If your life is threatened and you feel your children's life is threatened, leave. And you can find somewhere to go in terms of it's someone else's home, whatever, because that's your life. And unfortunately, when you are locked down and locked in with someone, and people will try to avoid the behaviors, they will try to avoid, but it's no avoidance that can stop a person when they start that cycle of abuse. And what I suggest is understand it for what it's worth. And be prepared to leave if you have to leave.
Mm-hmm. I do want to go back to something that is not as serious, obviously, but, you know, interesting. If you're just perhaps starting to date someone and they are now physically estranged from you because of this virus situation where you can't see them and they can't see you, but you can still communicate. Because this just occurred to me, you could very well learn a great deal about them by only communicating, but not seeing them, or I should
Absolutely.
Say not being in their presence. Talk to me about how
Absolutely.
this situation could very well benefit someone.
In fact, it's a very big plus, because for the first time, the physical, and especially a lot of times the sexual behavior, gets in the way of you really seeing the person, and their representative will wear off, you know, when you're not in that presence all the time. If you listen, if you really hear, what is the level of this person's conversation? You know, you don't have sports to talk about. you don't have other things to talk about that's on TV or a movie or whatever that you may have gone to see. What is the substance of this person? How do you get to know this person? Talk about who is the person, not what the type of things they like to do. Who are you? You know, tell me about yourself. This is an opportunity to really hear about their other relationships with their families, hear relationships with friends, hear about stuff. And then you can start doing mental checklists in your mind. Say, you know, I heard him as he was talking to me, how he treated his mom or how she treated her father. Like, you know, she'll do that to him or he'll do that to her. What makes me think I'm going to be any different? And so you can really start learning something about the person's goals, about their aspirations, about what is it they want to do with their life. And this is a time, a perfect time to be still. A lot of times we just don't take time to be still because when we enter a relationship, a lot of times people are trying to make it what it's not, and they rush it. So now when you can't touch that person, can't physically be in their presence, this is going to be a great opportunity to really figure out who is that person. Do I really want to be in their presence when this is over? Do I really want? Yeah.
Like our friend Dee Dee.
That's right. Like Dee Dee got a great tip. Hey, right at the beginning of this, like run while you can, run. So again, these are times that relationships, you know, they don't happen overnight. Relationships are work. Marriages work, families to work. You have to put in the work if you really want the outcome to be positive. And sometimes when we're so busy out in the street, we're so busy with civic organizations, with all, you know, with this and that, we really don't take note of that person. We don't have a chance to really hear that person, hear their fears, hear their concerns, hear their love. What is it that this, what has me here? And you may have been married for 20 years and wake up and all of a sudden you say, darn, we don't have anything to talk about. We don't have anything in common, but you didn't notice that because you're never around that person.
It's something just occurred to me, and I can imagine a conversation going something like, so what do you like to do? Oh, I love a really nice restaurant. Nope, can't do that. Well, I really love, you know, international travel. Nope. I love going to basketball games, and I love to go dancing. Nope and nope. So nope. Yeah, can't do any of that. So I like to spend time with my family. Can't do that either. Right. Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, I think you're right. You really get an opportunity to find out what's going on between that person's ears.
Right. And this is a great opportunity to take time to listen, because you also need to take time to spend with self. Try to figure out, where am I going after all this is over? You know, I'm so busy. What is it that I want to do? What is it I really want to do with my life? Can I get a plan in place? Can I do some things? If I have a partner or a spouse, can we do this together?
Yeah.
We keep talking about we want a house. What do we need to do? Maybe we need to look at where we are and declutter this. Let's do some projects together. Let's come up with a plan how we're going to get to where we want to be. And again, the corona in, you know, 9 months, we're going to have a lot of new babies. Or we're going to have a lot of new divorces or separations or whatever the case may be. And it may not take 9 months, trust me. But whatever is going to happen, be honest and be truthful to yourself. I say take time to pray. Take time to meditate. Take time to really just be still.
Yeah, that reading certainly is not a bad thing.
Not at all. And teach your children to read. Read to your children during this time. And again, we have missed those basic things. Like I said, I had said earlier, I went outside today to see kids on bicycles. Those are the kind of things you really don't see often. Or to see someone throwing a ball. It's like, really? Because everybody is in some organization. So if you want your kids playing ball, they go to Little League, they're doing this, and no one interacts, and we don't get a chance to understand and really enjoy one another.
Yeah, I hope somebody
may find out. Yeah. I like this person.
I hope somebody is spraying that ball that they're tossing around with Lysol, because, you know,
absolutely.
That's real. Here's something else that's real, and I think this is where someone like yourself will really need to intervene with counseling, because the best day of your life may be postponed or changed. I'm talking about a wedding. If you have a June wedding planned, for example, or a wedding that was scheduled to happen within the next month to 4 months, and now, you know, that destination wedding is in question, bringing, you know, the older loved ones to town is now really in question. And that can really have an emotionally detrimental impact on an engaged couple. How do you counsel them for that?
You know, again, this is something that's out of their control. Always ask people to look at those things that you can deal with and change. And what is it you can't change? You can't change the fact that people can't travel for your wedding. But it doesn't mean if you all are really wanting and ready to get married, go ahead and get married. Just, you know, the two of you can marry. You may not be able to have a big wedding. Maybe you have to postpone the celebration. Maybe you have to postpone some things. And it's very heartbreaking, especially for brides and, you know, grooms, because they have planned for this day forever. So have kids that are graduating. So have family reunions. So many things have changed that we have no control of it. And so with that being said, when they marry, or if they choose to go ahead and get, see if they can live stream just that little part of the ceremony where their grandmom or granddad or whoever can see, and hope and pray they'll be able to come at a later date. Mm-hmm. So don't stop living. And one of the things I always tell people too, because there's a crisis, it doesn't mean that you have to stop living. You have to live. You're limited in terms of mobility and some of those things. But if you want to do some things, go ahead and do them within the bounds that you can.
Yeah. And here's something else for couples, and I think this is of particular concern. And we've seen this on television a lot where, for example, and I'm sure you've heard, you know, actor Idris Elba tested positive for the coronavirus. Yeah. His wife had not been tested. And I'm talking about outside the millions of women who would love to be able to comfort Idris Elba right now. I'm not talking about them. But if you are asymptomatic and your spouse or your mate is, and you have to, you know, love them from a distance, talk to me about how you support them when you can't be around them. And I'm talking about, you know, married folks, people who are committed, not the boyfriend girlfriend situation, but, you know, people who, you know, who are really committed to each other and otherwise would be together if it were not for this.
You take precautions. You take all the precautions. Understand that this is something outside of our control. And you definitely need to support the person who's sick. And in relationships, you know, the whole idea is to death do you part. You know, this is part of that, in that, you know, just because that person has the virus, that person still needs to eat. That person needs to, you know, they're going to have some needs, and you want to keep them isolated from the other part. But somebody's got to be a caregiver. Somebody's got to help that person, because that person should be totally isolated. But the person is caring is going to have to take a lot of precautions, a lot of gloves, a lot of masks. My husband's a medical doctor. First thing, and he's on the front line. When he walks in the door, did you wash your hands? And he looks at me like, come on, Sherry. You know, I live in sanitizer. You know, of course. But I also have to keep in mind that there's risk not only to other families, there's risk to my family, there's risk to all of us. So what we do is try to prevent the others in the household from catching, but somebody's got to care for that loved one and, you know, bring them water, bring them soup, bring them whatever, to keep them from being out in the other part of the house and roaming around.
Yeah, it looks like those.
You know,
it sounds like those vows would be, you know, till coronavirus do you 6 feet apart.
take it and put it at the door and, you know, like shove it in a little bit and say, can you get that?
Right.
You know, yeah, honey, here it is. You know, I'm going to put it on a stick. But I say, you know, we don't think about things like that. It would be just like any other illness. If that loved one comes down with something, are we going to care for them?
Yeah.
Are we going to be there? And, of course, we can, you know, we're at risk, but can we take those precautions to minimize those risks, but understand that we have to care for them, help the children understand that they have to stay away, keep them, you know, keep them as, you know, separate to separate part of the house, but they have to understand why it is. And my heart goes out for all the loved ones that have older parents in nursing homes or in assisted living facilities where they can't even get in to see them. And a lot of times we don't think about that population, but they're out there. And so this is a tough time for everyone. This is a real tough time, and hope and pray we'll all get through it. But if you're in the house with someone someone's got to be the designated caregiver.
Well, you know, as we're coming to the end of this conversation, I just wanted to say, I think the reality of this and relationship has also hit me because, you know, my mother, Delta Diva that she is, will be 79 years old tomorrow.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah. How about that? And I'm trying to figure out, and my sister and I and all of her fan club, you know, trying to figure out how we're going to celebrate, you know, because I want her around, you know, for another 79 years. And I'm still trying to work that out in my head and in my heart. Ooh.
Right.
Man, that's going to be a monster.
Do a digital party. Have her. She understands. So hopefully she understands why, but it's hard. Do a digital party. Have everybody, you know, to sort of connect, you know, in terms of, I don't care if it's Google or whatever, and have, make it different because we're in a new time. This is something that we have not experienced before, and it's a new normal for right now.
There we go.
But we can get through it. And I've told my family this. I've told individuals that I've
Dr. Blake, I hate to interrupt you. I'm out of town.
Well, I hope people will visit me at Ask Dr. Sherry. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this.
Well, thank you so much. Hang in there with your husband. And we'll be talking soon, I'm sure. The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, March 20th. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night. Stay safe, at least 6 feet socially distant, and have a wonderful weekend.
The Howard University